Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand. Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, where heart-centered entrepreneurs come together to connect, create, and collaborate. Today's conversation is a special one. You'll be hearing from Braden Ricketts, a podcast producer at Amplify U and a longtime co-host of the Grand Podcasters Group here at the GC. For the past couple of years, Braden has helped guide meaningful conversations, supported emerging podcasters, and created space for collaboration through the power of podcasting and guesting. When Braden hosted his very first podcasters group session inside the Grand Connection, one person immediately stood out. He showed up, fully raised his hand, asked thoughtful questions, and said, "Braden, you and I need to talk." And that person was Steve Brossman. Steve has been part of the Grand Connection since the very beginning. Even before the community officially opened its doors, he was already aligned with the vision, the values, and the philosophy of grand giving. Steve is known globally for his work in sales, his bankable stories, podcast guesting, collaboration strategy, and helping business owners turn meaningful conversations into real opportunities. In this episode, Braden and Steven explore what actually works when it comes to networking, podcast guesting, and collaboration. Not more noise, not more hustle, but clearer frameworks, stronger relationships, and intentional connection. If you care about building visibility with purpose and partnerships that truly matter, you are in the right place. Let's jump in.
I am super excited to talk with you, Steve. When I joined the Grand Connection community and hosted my first session at the Podcasters Group, you were the first person to really show up, raise your hand, ask questions, and say, "Braden, you and I need to talk." Obviously, you're a master at networking and connection. Tell me a little bit about what has been your involvement with Grand Connection. How long have you been a member?
Look, I've been a member before. Well, I couldn't say a member before it was born, but Susan and I have known each other and collaborated together before the Grand Connection. I could see her and Carolyn form it. And as soon as she said, "Steve, it's the doors are open," I said, "Great, I'm in." And I've been a member ever since. And knowing the philosophy of what they are looking to achieve, have achieved, and are continually their vision, it's somewhere that it's very valuable, it's fun, it's comforting, and it's just a great place to be. And because it's growing, meeting more and more people like you and the opportunities is growing as well. And I've just found a great platform to be able to meet so many different people around the world.
It certainly opens doors, right? Like, you and I probably may have crossed paths somewhere else, but with this, we were able to make a connection immediately and recognize the value you could add to my community. So we began collaborating on ways that we could serve and support each other.
Yeah, look, the difference with where the Grand Connection has gotten to now, and you go to a number of different networking events and they'll just get bigger and bigger networking events, or not grow that much at all, and you just keep seeing the same people. But what they've done is, and the way that we met is because one of my focuses is podcasting and podguesting, and they have a group specifically for podcasters and podguests, and they've got a group for speakers, and they've got a group for, you know, the coaches. So if you're interested in a specific area, you can go to a group where all the people in that room is focused on the one thing. And it just made sense that the first time that you kicked off and had yours, that I went along because it was going to be a room full of people of something that I was focusing on at the time. So it just made sense.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that in some of my conversations, people have said, oh, I've joined the community because I was really interested in podcasting. And then I realized I wanted to get on stage and be a speaker as well. So I also jumped in over at the speaker group. And then I realized, you know what, like there's some really cool people here. Maybe I want to go check out the wellness group. Okay, this is more than just wellness. This is about like how to be a better business operator by taking care of myself. It's like an evolution of becoming the best business person you can by trying all these different groups that are available to you. The options are amazing. So
absolutely. And done.
I was just going to change topics. I was going to say that you mentioned that podcast guesting was something that you were focused on, and that's why you jumped into our group. Tell us a little bit about the Podcast Profits program, because you came and shared that with my community, and I would love for the people to hear what it is that you actually teach people and how beneficial it is.
Look, very quickly, there are so many people out there. There are so many opportunities in podcasting and pod guesting. And the interesting thing is, for every podcast, you're going to need around about 10 to 50 guests per year if you keep it going. So the opportunities as a guest, and what a lot of people don't realize is the host, 99.9% of the time, is a business owner, and they're doing podcasting to grow their business and brand, et cetera, and awareness. As us, we are business owners, and we wanted to be a guest to get exposure and grow our business. But most people, when they talk to the host, it'll be host to guest, instead of business owner to business owner. And what I teach is, well, now let's have a good conversation with the host, share some exciting information for their group in a way that the host will say, well, listen, there might be other ways that we can collaborate. There might be other ways that we can work together. And instead of, well, we say that the podcast is the doorway to open opportunities, not the destination. Most guests will say, I'm going to do an interview. I'd better be a good interviewee. And when I've done that, I'll give a link and I hope one day somebody clicks on it. Whereas we're talking even more about collaboration, collaborating with the host, doing partnerships with the host, and also communicating with and through the host to the audience to excite them, not just to inform them. So there's a whole series of different things that we do to be able to grow somebody's business through pod guesting, not just teach them how to be a good interviewee. And that is the key difference. And one quick thing to finish off, to let the listeners know the difference, is one of our students, just only a couple of months ago, just after doing the program, did exactly follow the framework and actually earned $10,000 before the episode was even filmed. So the difference is collaborate more than just be a good interviewee.
Yeah, you know, we got into podcasting. It was, let's put content out there, and if we broadcast it, they will come, was the mentality, right? But this is such a genius approach where it is more than just the conversation. It is the partnership. It is the opportunities. It is the promotion. There is a lot of opportunities with the platform to do more than just content. And I love that you're taking this approach.
Well, it's the same way that you should enter networking. It's exactly the same format. There's people who turn up at networking events, and we'll just do the physical visualization of the old days. You go to a networking event, you're running around the room with your business card hoping to get a client. Whereas, you know, my form of networking is, who here can I collaborate with? You know, either to, I do the four P's is, yep, are they going to purchase? Are they going to pass you on, which is a referral? Are you going to partner with them, or are they going to promote? Or you could promote each other. When you go into a conversation, a networking event, or a podcasting pre-interview, with those four P's in mind, more than just the purchase, oh, I hope somebody can buy for me one day, then you're going to get greater value out of turning up to any networking event. And that's why, yeah, the Grand Connection facilitates and encourages the partnerships that you can create. And yeah, that's how we got together.
Exactly. Yeah. And just something that came up for me as you were talking, you speak in frameworks, which is something that I love, because you've got the four P's and my brain immediately goes, oh, I need to remember these. I'm going to track each P and or write them down. That's a skill that you bring. How would you recommend people utilizing this type of skill in their networking approach?
Well, print the four P's in front of them, write them on the back of your wrist, tattoo them on the back of your eyelid. But when you go into a conversation, is this person a likely client? No. And most people will think, well, that's it. Good. I'll walk off. They're not going to buy from me today. Are they likely to refer me on to somebody, or can I refer them on to somebody? The law of reciprocity is always powerful. Yeah, I may know somebody that need them. So then that's the pass on. And then, hey, you've got a group of people that might get value out of what I do. Is there a way to collaborate? Now, here's something for the audience now is when I go into a pod guesting situation or a collaborating situation, I look to see how can I make the other person or the host look the hero? How can I build you up in front of your people? So if we're going to do a collaboration, and we did one, and it was we call it a closed door event. Instead of running around list swapping, you mail it out to mine, and I'll mail it out to mine, and it sounds like we're just going to bastardize each other's list. We'll say, no, I'm going to do a smaller one. It's going to be more boutique, and it's going to be specific for your people, and I'm going to help you look good because the only way they can get to this training is through you, and it's all seen as you are adding value to your community through adding this training on, not you're sending them out to other people to buy because you can make an affiliate commission. So when you turn the focus around and say, well, how can I make the host look the hero? How can I make the host look the hero? Because I'm giving great information through the host to the audience. Then that's building up the host in front of their audience, and they're going to feel good about it instead of saying, right, how can I rape and pillage this audience to get what I want out of it? It's not all about you. Turn around the other way. And when you do that, you get invited onto so many more. You get better results, and it just delivers a better energy.
It's so funny that the approach of focusing and highlighting the other people really comes back to you being highlighted. Because I tell you, anytime I've had a conversation in this community or other adjacent communities, your name pops up. It's like, oh, Steve Brossman would be great to speak about that. Or maybe you should connect with Steve Brossman. I'm sure he has some ideas around that. So you've clearly been able to get into people's quick access memory about what you do and what you do well so that they can recommend you to other people. What would be your tips going into this networking and how others might be able to establish themselves that way?
And the reason people remember me is not because I'm not that memorable, is because the tips that I give them, they can use immediately. They can remember them. You just remember the four P's. And every time you use the four P's, you're going to remember me. Not because I'm that memorable, but I've given you something that you're going to use over and over again. And when you do, you remember me. So when I'm ever talking to somebody, I freely give things that they could use straight away. Now, as they use them straight away, they're going to remember where they got it from. So instead of trying to be memorable, give them things that they could use over and over again, and you'll be remembered because of that. It's a big difference. But as you've just said, and I thank you for sharing that, but people talk about me in a nice way. But it's because they're using things that I've freely given.
Yeah. I've seen the approach of some solopreneurs sending out gifts and things with the intention and idea being my name on something on your desk, on your coffee table, on your fridge, in your car, so that you see my name and you remember me. But those are just things, and things are having less and less value these days. But actual practical advice that people can implement and makes a difference in their world, that has the real value. So the fact you're giving tangible advice that people can immediately implement and they remember it, like it's got that framework and that structure, is just genius. Absolute genius.
I was at a high-level mastermind that I paid to be along, and one lady I hadn't seen for 2 years. And we sat together the 2 years earlier. And she says, Steve, I still remember and I still use the one saying that you had, that one AI beats the other AI. Authentic interactions beats artificial intelligence. She said, I still remember that. I still use it. So she's remembering me every time she says that, not because I'm memorable, because I gave her something that she can use over and over again. And that's, this is a great lesson for all of you guys out there listening, is if you've got something to say, package it in a way that's unique, in a way that people will remember. Now, you remember the four Ps. I've got all these different things. Where a lot of that came from is I spent a lot of time, probably 15 to 20 years, in kids' activity programs as a child activity instructor. So I was teaching people how to do things. And I had to break things down to the simplest and most easy to remember way. How do I get through and get kids to understand and remember something? And that's flowed through to my complete business life. How do I get people to understand and remember things? Is just package it in a unique and clear way. And it's obviously working.
Right. They say that if you can't explain something to a five-year-old, you don't actually understand it. So the skill set of developing lessons for the young children has really come to fruition in your business and supporting people to have that memorable experience.
Absolutely. And you talk about frameworks, and I'm not the world's best bowler. In fact, I'm pretty bloody hopeless. However, I liken giving people frameworks is bowling at a high level with the bumpers up.
How can you miss?
You keep bouncing back in and out. It allows the people to be themselves. It allows them to be their own personality. But if the bumpers are up, you're not going to go down the gutter. You're going to come back on and you're just going to go somewhere down the middle. And if you can give people frameworks instead of some specifics, it certainly helps them a lot more.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, in a world where it's free platforms to express yourself all over the place, when I'm helping people launch their podcast, a lot of the imposter syndrome fears come up and they're like, well, there's already an expert in this topic and there's an expert in that. And people are already talking about this thing I want to talk about. I always have to remind them that your unique expression of this topic is what people are looking for. They might hear that other person, but they might really integrate the way you explain this information. So I love the idea of coming up with your unique and individual framework in order to explain that information. It allows you to stand out within the crowded marketplace. Do you help people come up with their own frameworks?
Oh, that's basically what I do, is help them really. The biggest thing is to be able to have and I've got a framework and a system to uncover people's uniquenesses and then to package it. And we talk about the brown box syndrome, and you were sort of talking around it then, is, yeah, there are so many people that are doing, they're titled by their own category, their occupation, they're a coach, they're a trainer, they're an accountant, they're a something. If you title yourself as a something, then you're a brown box. You all do things differently. So what is your the? What are you the creator of? You're the creator of your system. You're the creator of your blueprint. You're creator of that. When you become the creator of, I'm the creator of Podcast Profits. I'm the creator of your bankable story. And go by what it is that I'm the on. And when you're getting onto a podcast, you're talking about you being a the. And when I first started, I wouldn't say fairly aggressively, but in January 21 in COVID, I moved most of my business via my Zoom chair to North America. I had one networking event, which led to being a guest on a couple of podcasts. And from that, I went from zero to six figures in just 10 months from podcasting. Now, one of the things that I was talking about on all of them was the brown box syndrome. And I would have people, email me, hey, Steve, I'd love to have you on my podcast. Yeah, let's talk about that brown paper bag thing. Hey, I don't care if they didn't get it quite right. It was memorable. It was like, you know what? The brown whatever. I don't really care. But being memorable and giving easy to remember nuggets got me on so many podcasts, and it's better than trying to blurt out a whole heap of expertise instead of good, memorable, usable nuggets of information that people could have. And that's one of the things that we just specialize in, is say, okay, what are the two or three things that you want to be remembered for? How do we package them? How do we get the host excited? And then how can you convey that through the host or directly to the audience so they are excited as well? And that's when you become a really in-demand guest.
Is this what you're supporting people with in your new program, The Bankable Story?
Yeah. The Bankable Story, I was doing a lot of work, and I was doing some work with my son. He does branding, and I was looking at, some things that we're talking about is your brand story. You got to have your brand story. And I looked at it, it's like, well, your brand story is to build rapport. So they say, well, no, you want a short story that compels the listener to take action. And so the funny thing was, we're talking about bike rides before we got on, is shortly after this, I was supposed to go on a bike ride, but there's a storm out there, but it's not going to happen. Now, I thought, no, not brand story, bankable story. That's what people want. And for the next, for those of you who are in kilometers, 30 kilometers or 20 miles on the bike, I basically built your bankable story. Now, your bankable story starts with the first slither of your own story that is identifiable to the audience. Not all of your story, but the slither that they connect with. So they start with what we call the JLM, the Just Like Me effect. So in the first 40 seconds, Braden's there nodding his head and he says, I get it. Wow, that's just like me. Now, what that does, if you do it right, that delivers almost reverse empathy. That person will understand me because they've gone through exactly what I'm going through. So that's the crucial starting point. Not once upon a time, I did this and then I did this and I got a degree and I got a job. No. What is it that creates that just like me effect at the beginning? Now, there's a couple of iterations in the middle of what you went through, what you built, and how you've changed things. But then you finish with what you're doing, using it to help other people and the results that they've got. So you start with the just like me effect and you finish with the when Harry met Sally effect. It's like, wow, I'll have what they're having. And that's where you want the story to end. It's like, you're helping those people. You've been through what I went through. I want those results. That's a bankable story. And it's not pushy. It's just the framework to cut through the noise and really speak to the audience.
In a day where attention is limited, to be able to deliver something that is engaging, gets people interested and wanting to connect with you in a short, compact story is so important.
Yeah, one of our girls in a networking event, and she runs a coaching business and, was struggling to really tell people what she did. And we do this and we do this. It's like, yeah. And then in the networking, they were allowed to do their 40-second pitches. And she says, Steve, I used the exact framework. I put it into my BX 40-second pitch. I won the pitch of the day. And this is a quote, and had a ton of business owners wanting to work with me. She said, I now can communicate the true value of my business. So she was able to squash it into 40 seconds. And it had immediate results.
Wow. To be succinct and impactful with a statement like that, that carries its weight and value. I wrote down just like me as the JLM, because again, you keep giving these great little things that are implanting themselves in my brain. And just like you creating your business strategy or your program while you're on your bike, I do it while walking my dog in the forest. And as you were sharing that, what came up for me was that, as I'm in the forest with my dog, my brain is just processing all the information that's happened throughout the day and coming up with strategies and ideas to take action on those things. And where a lot of those ideas actually come for me is in networking sessions. Like when I'm in the Grand Connection and I meet people and I hear certain questions, my brain starts to peek on, oh, that's a curiosity people have. I have solutions to that. How can I share and implement and provide these solutions? So I love that strategy of having that exercise, that activity that allows your brain to process all of these things. And when you bring a framework that people can remember, it's going to come back to you in the end as well. You had something to share there.
Yeah. And we should schedule that. We should always schedule that, because when you throw something into the subconscious and let it do the work, and you get out and you do your exercise, the walking with the dog or whatever, then it, so many times if you do it right, then it's just going to pop up. Because too many times people keep focusing on and focusing on. And what that's doing is it's gradually moving into a smaller and smaller part of the brain. And it's more the analytical. If you keep trying to think about something, but then seed it, let it go, go for a walk, 5-minute walk, sing in the shower, doesn't matter what it is, ideally something that it uses movement, then you will be surprised how many times something will just then pop up. It's because the subconscious has been working away while you haven't been. And it's a great way to have ideas continually pop up.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Wasn't it Einstein that said have taking a nap was a cause to a lot of his problem solving success? Give your unconscious the time to bring its solutions forward. Steve,
for sure.
For anybody listening that's curious about joining the Grand Connection, becoming a member, getting the most out of it, how would you recommend that they approach being a member and how to make the best connections?
Well, the first thing is to find out what events are on, because you can go to a couple of events as guests. And I would recommend go to an open big one and then pick a specific one. You know, whether they're podcasting or speakers, authors, wellness people, pick one of those specific ones and say, well, yeah, would this be of value to me? And then again, go into it with the four P's in mind. Don't go in and just say, are there people in the room that I could sell to? Well, in podcasting, we talk that that's the linear approach. That's the one by one by one. Yeah, you might sell to one person. Or who here can I partner with? Who here has my people that we can chat to, that we can collaborate with or support? Then that's when you're going to get the best value. And don't be a wallflower. Be prepared. Know who you are, what you do, what you're going to say. Because, oh my God, the number of times I go to an event and they say, oh, this is my, you're given what, 60 seconds or whatever to say who you are or what you do. And half of the time is saying, this is my first time here and apologizing for it's their first time here. I don't care if it's your first or your 100th time here. Please tell me a little bit about you so we can make an informed decision that we're going to do something together or I can support you in some sort of way. Just be prepared. Have who you are, what you do, who you help, the results you get other people, and know it. Here's a thing that I picked up in one of the trainings that I personally learned from only a few weeks ago, and it just hit me. And you got to practice. You got to practice instead of reading it. You got to be able to deliver it with energy and feeling. So I feel that person. I want to work with that person. And it was, don't practice something until you get it right. Practice it until you can't get it wrong.
Wow. That was lens.
Oh. And, you know, one of the students in one of my groups say, Steve, you just nail this over and over again. And I said, well, I'd probably say it 3, 4, 5 times a week and have been doing that for umpteen years. And before I got it right until I couldn't get it wrong. That's the difference, is you might get it right once and then stick it away for 2 weeks and then try and say it again and it's gone. And that was just so powerful. Practice
telling,
I get it wrong.
We've been telling podcasters that when you feel like you've said it too many times, people are just starting to hear you. You have to get used to repeating yourself.
Yes, because it's a different audience virtually all the time. Or if it's, yeah, they're coming around and no matter what, even if you do and they have heard it two or three times, they are hearing it from a different viewpoint. Something has happened between there and the last time they've heard it, but they're hearing it with different ears. And you've got to remember that.
Absolutely. So it sounds like to prepare to get the most out of networking opportunities such as Grand Connection, you were recommending people have a bankable story. So if people are curious to working with you to have that story prepared and get their frameworks ready so they can drop these memorable nuggets, how do people work with you?
Look, the easiest way, and I've got some training coming up, it's very, very shortly. So steve@stevebrossman.com, just email me. I'll let you know what's going on. If it's gone, you can get access to replays and things like that. There's so much going on. Just email me. I'm one of these old-fashioned people that, hey, I reply myself. And again, it would be my pleasure to work with you guys to be able to help get the most out of the Grand Connection, because there was another guy that was going to be on here that I met. He's in Florida. We've done so many collaborations and joint ventures together. You're just going to meet one or two great people, and it's worthwhile. And the support and the opportunities, it's only what you make it. I've heard people go into, oh yeah, networking's not for me. Well, yeah, stick your business cards back in your pocket and see how you can help other people first, and then the doors will just open.
You know, as one of the first people I connected with joining the community, I immediately saw the value of the community because of what you were able to share with me, the collaboration that we had to then serve my community. It's been a beneficial relationship from day one. So thank you again for being out there and making those connections happen.
Mate, you're most welcome. And thanks to Susan and the team over at GC, because as you know, it's the sun's not even up here in Australia, and every time I go to the Grand Connection, it's well before sunrise. But you know what? It's worth it.
I love it. I'm going to leave it at that. Steve, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to see you in the next breakout room. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Wow, what a powerful conversation. Braden and Steve reminded us that real growth does not come from chasing attention. It comes from clarity, generosity, and knowing how to show up with value in every conversation. From practical frameworks you can use immediately to rethinking podcast guesting as a doorway to collaboration rather than a destination, this episode is packed with insights you can apply right away. And if you are curious about becoming part of a community where these kind of conversations happen every day, we invite you to explore the Grand Connection. Grab your guest pass at grandconnection.ca, bottom right corner, and grab your Grand Growth Bundle at grandconnection.ca/gifts. Choose a few events to attend, check out the podcast group, and join us at one of our Grand Mixers where Steve Brossman is often the MC. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of something grand. And we look forward to connecting with you again in the next episode. Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparked something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.